think about praying for ourselves. Now, as we do that in our quiet times, what's the first thing that we should do? When we come in our prayers, really the very first thing we should do is to thank God. Yeah. I don't know if any of you use the ACTS acronym. It talks about adoration, doesn't it? First off, it's important that we praise God for who he is. And what comes next? Confession. That should be the thing that we do before we go on and ask God of anything, isn't it? To actually confess. And that's what we're going to be thinking about in our first section. We're going to have a sort of look at three different sections. It's good to confess our sins to God before we come and bring any of our other prayer requests. Because if we look at ourselves, if we think about God, if we think about Jesus and then look at ourselves, we fall quite short, don't we? Yeah. The good thing is that one day we won't, because one day we will be made perfect. But we do fall short. We fall short of the mark that we see in Jesus himself, don't we? And so we need to confess our sins. It's not for God's sake. This is for our sake. It's not to help God. It's to help us. And it's to receive God's grace. Isn't it wonderful that we have a God of grace? We don't deserve anything that we have. We don't deserve forgiveness. But Jesus came and died on the cross so that we could know it. That everything we've done can be forgiven. But it doesn't end there, does it? Because what do we need to do in response? It's a word we have trouble with sometimes. It begins with an R. We need to repent, don't we? We can't keep going on doing the same thing. We need to change our lives, don't we? We need to bring them in line with the life of Jesus. And we know we can't do that on ourselves. We can only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so confession is part of what it means for us to be followers of Jesus, what it means for us to be disciples. And it's really important that we do that. It's important that we do it on our own, but sometimes it's really important that we do it when we're gathered together. Sometimes we might need to make confession as a church because we've done something wrong or we've got something wrong. So it's really good for us to do that. And the Bible gives us numerous examples of people confessing their sins to God. David was a great one. Psalm 51. Yeah? After what happened with Bathsheba, yeah. Also Psalm 130. Let me read you Psalm 130. It says, out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen waiting for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Isn't that good? He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. One thing the Bible does as well is to warn us against a hardness of heart that won't actually come before God and tries to avoid confession. Sometimes we maybe do that out of pride. And Jesus warns us we're not to be like the hypocrites, are we? He talks about us going into the secret place where we confess our sins. So there are times in the secret place, in our quiet times, that we confess. But as I said earlier, there's also times where it's good for us to be able to come together. And so that's what we're going to do. What we need to remember is that God is merciful, he is just, he is eager to offer grace and love. So what I thought would be really good for us to do is to come to a time of silent prayer. And let's just ask the Holy Spirit to bring to our minds, like we do at times of communion, those things that aren't right in our lives at the moment. Maybe even a wrong thought we've had this morning, or a wrong word that we've said, we didn't mean to say it, but we've just said something that might have upset somebody or hurt somebody. And let's do that quietly before God. So we'll have a time of silent prayer. Lord, thank you that as we confess our sins before you, we can know your forgiveness. Lord, give us repentant hearts, hearts that long to have hearts like yours. Amen. We're going to actually focus on Psalm 51 now. We've got four readers who are going to come out, and they're going to read different parts of Psalm 51. And then after each part, there is a prayer of confession. And some of the scriptures that are being used, you'll find on the table that there is a cross with some different scriptures on. So on the part that's facing you, I think at the moment, is all to do, there's a couple of verses from Psalm 130, a couple from Psalm 51, and those are for you to take away and to use them in your own quiet time. We'll get on to the fruit of the Spirit and some of the other bits in a minute. So we're going to hear Psalm 51 read, and then there will be a prayer of confession after each part of that. And then we're going to pin those readings and those prayers onto the cross.
According to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. You are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Now I'm going to pray. Father, we are only too well aware that we are not the people you meant us to be. We're not living the kind of lives that you created us to live. And our words, our thoughts and deeds are not bringing you the glory they were designed to do. Forgive us, Father, for the way that through our plans and dreams and choices we damage our world. We hurt each other and we create a barrier between ourselves and you. We ask that you will not only forgive us, but that the power of your Holy Spirit you will cleanse and renew us. For Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.
Cleanse me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. We pray together. Father, you have shown us that the only sacrifice you want is a humble heart that is open to you and your will. We confess that we allow our neighbour's needs to be sacrificed on the altar of our convenience. We permit the hungry to go away empty-handed at the cost of our possessiveness. We turn our backs on the lonely and the broken, the empty and the lost, and those far from you. The price of our time and energies in helping others is a cost we are often not willing to pay. Father, forgive us. Touch our hearts and change us. Cleanse our minds and make us new. Renew our lives and set us free for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. You who are God, my Saviour, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. Heavenly Father, we know that we must come to you just as we are. But we also know that we cannot go away just as we came. Again and again we have known failure in our lives, in our choices, in our attitudes, in our relationships, and in the way we treat each other. We have known failure in the way we misuse our own bodies, our homes, and your world. Lord, we have tried to be honest and open as we have confessed all these defeats to you. In your extravagant love, you have forgiven us. Yet we know, Lord, simply to be forgiven isn't enough. For unless we are changed, made new, we shall do all these same things again. So, Lord, we acknowledge our total dependence on you. We pray, make us into the people you meant us to be from the very beginning, that we might, even now, find the purpose for which you gave us life. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who makes all things new. Amen.
May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on the altar. Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves. You know our strengths and our weaknesses, our victories and our defeats, our pain and the hurt we cause each other. You know we are not pure and clean when we stand before you. But when we confess our sins and affirm that Jesus is Lord, you clothe us in him and restore our relationship with you and with each other. Forgive us our harsh words, our self-centeredness, and our overconfidence. Forgive us our failure to trust you in everything. Forgive us in our insensitivity to others, to the needs of others, and our excuses when we go wrong. Teach us your truth. Fill us with your grace, and by your Holy Spirit, empower us to love one another as Christ has loved us. Amen.
The good news. God so loved the world that God sent Jesus to us, not to condemn the world, but in order that we might be saved, healed, and forgiven through him. Know that you are forgiven and thus freed to love and serve. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Amen. We're going to sing again. I'll hand over to Russ.